So welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and we're going to be talking about some of the Comic-Con news, Comic-Con trailers, and it's just an open discussion. Anyone want to bring anything up?
You all know that I had some hopes for DC that they seem to be making a change for the better, that they have recognized where their missteps were. They were actively making an attempt to make it better. Then the last 2 months or so, we've gotten some weird, confusing reports, multiple Joker movies with different actors. Yeah, it's almost like there's like a coup going on there. There's a civil war going on inside of
like they're trying to fail.
That's exactly what it is. I think they're trying to fuck it up. Paramount was where they brought in J.J. Abrams. Like, they was like, fuck, I don't care what you do, just do it. My hope is that it will succeed because they got a strong talent pool. Despite their failings and stuff, it's come around. Wonder Woman was good. Justice League was a step in the right direction. Not that good of a movie, but it was still way better than Batman versus Superman. And they're making attempts and stuff. So I can understand that. Like, so fuck Batman. What the fuck was that shit about?
All right. So let me bring that up. So there's a point in this Teen Titans trailer where Robin or whoever becomes Nightwing eventually just says F Batman. I was talking to James about this, and the simple way to convey Robin does not believe in Batman's philosophy, that Batman is a failure, that his ways are a failure. So say Batman's method of doing this doesn't work, I'm not Batman. Conveys everything, but then you have this corny line about F Batman. That was stupid.
What's even worse is that they actually re-edited the movies, like they Batman versus Superman and even Justice League, they changed the movie so they can bring Batman more in line with the way he's supposed to be. Not killing people, not going buck wild like Zack Snyder did, blowing people up and shit, and like gunning them down with M60s and stuff. Then you got Robin who drops in and snapping necks and blasting people with damn pistols and stuff. And I'm like, what the heck? It was a cool move. It was action packed. It was cool. Yeah, Robin's a badass. We already knew that. I mean, he stomped on a dude's neck. I mean, that's some hardcore shit that you see in rated R movies. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Completely inappropriate. I didn't like it. Apparently, Starfire is like a prostitute. No, this doesn't work for me. I'm not happy with it. I curl my lip in disgust. I will not be subscribing to DC Universe.
Yeah, whatever, so this is DC a TV series that now they're taking what used to be Young Justice, Teen Titans, and translating that into live action. And then you have to sign up for a service like this is Star Trek that Star Trek series is going to be on CBS Now, wherever the heck it's called. And Warner Brothers, AT&T says, let's do the same thing. Sign up for another service paying $10, $12 a month.
No, absolutely not. All right. I signed up for the CBS thing for Star Trek. And quite honestly, there is a treasure trove of old CBS shows that are worth watching on that thing. Not available anywhere else.
Fantasy Island, yo.
NCIS. I'll watch that. I like Jethro Gibbs.
All right, so let's get Matt's point of view on the Teen Titans trailer, or Titans, whatever the heck it's called.
It's called Titans. Titans. Not Teens. Titans.
So, was this for a movie? What was this for? It looked like a TV show. Special.
It's a TV series. It's a web series that you'll have to sign up for another service in order to watch it.
It looks terrible. Amateur fan-made. That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
I don't know what was going on to intrigue or entice. The whole point of trailers is to tease and steer in a direction that would get the audience to be excited about it. This was far from it. I mean,
this is a flat out mistake.
Yeah. Was there a plot to this other than, hey, here are the characters? I mean, honestly, if they came out with a Teen Titans cartoon movie, I'd be more excited about that than this. And we're talking about live action heroes with Buck Batman. Who says that?
Well, here's the worst part. Does he? Like, and James will tell you, if he was on it, he'd tell you, he backed me up on this, but Robin's beef with Batman wasn't about his methods. It was basically about the way Batman treated him. He treated him like a sidekick, and he was tired of it. He wanted to be more partnership. Basically, Batman was overprotective. He kept him in the dark, kept him from the secrets and stuff. And you do this, you do it my way, that's it. And to keep you safe and stuff. Essentially, a father-son dynamic that just went wrong. Robin left. Dick Grayson left. He bailed. He was like, I'm done with you. That's when he formed the Titans and stuff, and they went on their own. But then it's supposed to be Cyborg. He's like one of the integral parts of the whole.
Yeah, but group. Now he's in Justice League, so it doesn't.
Yeah, he's in Justice League because they needed a black superhero, and I'm like, oh god.
All right, so let's move on. Shazam.
Something good.
Shazam.
I'm gonna say this. I'm actually excited for this.
Like, I thought it was corny.
I thought it was corny, but I thought it was corny in the right way. The reason I'm saying that is that movie with Tom Hanks, Big.
Okay.
Like, what would a kid, like, think about it. What would a kid do if he got into a superhero's body? And he would do the same quirky, goofy shit that he's doing in this trailer. So,
yep.
I thought the trailer hit the right note. And if the movie is like the trailer, I think it'll be a success.
Well,
like,
I will say that tonally is different than the other DC movies. That
I'm fine.
You kind of have this very sad world that everyone's unhappy that Superman is dead, right. And Batman is going around killing people.
Pretty much, yeah.
And this one is a little bit lighthearted, so we'll see. Because last time they tried to do a lighthearted superhero movie, DC, it was called Green Lantern, and that movie was terrible.
Trying like a step one how to fly and stuff. I was like, okay, this can work.
Yeah, man, it's going to wind up being the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man and maybe the Tom Holland Spider-Man.
Fine with that. Roll with the quirkiness. I mean, you got a basic wish fulfillment for a kid. You say a magic word, you become a superhero, and you know, you go off and you do whatever and stuff. But one of the things about the character was that he is the most hopeful character, and that he's a kid who's extremely idealistic. Got a child's viewpoint of how superheroes should be. And Zach Levy's a perfect choice for that.
I just don't like the way that the suit looks, because his head seems out of proportion. Yeah,
I think they went a little overboard, but my guess is that was on purpose to just kind of goof up his size and everything. Glad they didn't try to do CG, so just happy with that.
Yeah, Matt, you have any opinions?
I think they know their audience, or at least they know their character very well. The quirkiness is shown directly in the trailer, so you already know what you're getting into, rather than everything's dark and grim and the last world. No, this is a different tone of superhero movie for DCU, and you know, I would not be surprised, although I highly doubt it, if it ends up being a better movie than Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Although, who's the villain?
I'm not sure. They didn't want to do, because The Rock's Black Adam is supposed to have his own movie, which is odd, but actually, he would have been perfect to be introduced in this thing.
It'll probably happen.
Probably be like towards the end.
All right, so let's move on. Aquaman.
I'm pumped for that movie. There's a fear that it may go overboard with Jason Momoa being the way he is. The skydiving scene, when he just jumped off the plane, was a bit much. But again, it's out of context. Think he's almost as strong as Superman. So him jumping off a plane is not going to faze him too much. Origin is pretty spot on. So his half-brother is a dick.
So it's Thor.
Well, here's where it may twist on this, right? Now, there's a potential for this to pull a Black Panther where hear me out. Like, the character of Black Manta, his goal is to create a black utopian society. He's got this pretty serious agenda and stuff. I was blown when I realized that his origin back in the 60s and stuff. So I was like, what the heck? DC was kind of hardcore back then. There's a potential to do something like that. If they stick true to his thing, it's going to be like, what the? Oh, shit.
I wouldn't go as far as the Black Panther comparison. When I was watching the trailer, I think the movie will be a step in the right direction. Whenever I see the underwater scenes, I keep getting the Star Wars. What was that? Was it the first movie where they went
underwater? Yeah, the first one.
Yeah, I was kind of getting that kind of vibe.
I don't think there'd be no Gungans.
Misa's so happy I'm underwater.
Yeah, I don't think so. But I know what you're talking about.
I mean, just looking at it, I was like, oh, gosh, not this.
It still needs a little more work.
Right direction. Yeah, I think so, too. I'm not sure how. The CGI looks cartoonish to me. I don't,
Yeah, they're making it a little brighter.
It was like this bright, vibrant world, which was definitely a lot different than the grim DC dark universe that we had. I don't know. I'm holding until I hear more about it. I will say that. I don't know. I might be a little biased. I'm not a big fan of his particular character. Was it Robert Downey Jr.? You know, hey, he's an Iron Man. That's who he is. For the rest of his life, that's who he is. Iron Man. Princess Leia. She's it. No matter how many other characters she plays, that's Princess Leia, regardless. Now, regarding this particular character, I don't know if it fits him that well, but I'm still holding reservations if he can pull this off or if the writing is good enough for it.
All right, so let's move on to Glass, which is a split, Unbreakable, merging.
They've taken it like where all three of them are kind of captured and kind of going through a psychiatric evaluation and stuff. It looks like it's definitely more focused on Samuel Jackson's character, Glass. So I'm pumped. After Split, I'm definitely pumped for this. Split, I wasn't too sure about, but this, I'm like, yes.
Split, redeem M. Night Shyamalan for me. Matt, any comments?
I think they're using the same formula that that Marvel's doing, but I think they're doing it a little bit too late. Although, you know, Split just came out, what, within the last year?
Yeah. It came out at the beginning of 2017.
I am excited about the potential of it, but is the producer going to be the same?
Come and check and let him do whatever he wants now.
Apparently,
I think he learned his lesson. Because his last couple of films have been showing a steady progression that he's learned that his twist, just for the sake of a twist, doesn't work.
No, not when people are expected to be amazing. Although I am not very high on this particular producer. If someone else was producing it, I'd be like, yep, hell yeah. But him, no. Hopefully it's good, but I'm not holding my hopes high for it.
All right. Did anyone see that Godzilla trailer?
Yeah. I'm good with that too. I'll watch it. Is it the same director or is it a different director?
It is a different director. He had directed Krampus and Trick or Treat, which are probably two movies that James has seen. One of Keith's favorite movies, Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald, and Fantastic Beasts Game Podcast.
Fuck yeah, I'll be skipping that one.